Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
On the line at the moment, not in the studio this time, we have someone that I actually used to go see perform a lot when I was a teenager and in my early 20s.
Right, okay. What did you think, at that age? Because, she pushes the boundaries, this person, doesn't she?
This particular performer, just dropping a little hint, she's a burlesque performance artist, amongst other things.
Yeah.
And she does push the limits. Like, some of it is really confronting performance, but it's completely mesmerizing. Yep. And I think for me, she really opened the door to this world of the arts that I just didn't realize existed beforehand. Yeah.
And also, did you ever sit down the front where you had to wear a raincoat?
No, I learned my lesson. I was warned. But yeah.
So who is our guest? And if a lot of our regular listeners will know, because we've spoken to her many times over the years on Sunday Arts. Who is it?
Well, we have on the line Moira Finucane.
Moira, hello.
Thanks so much for coming on.
That was such a delightful introduction.
Well, thank you so much for all of your performances in the past.
It's just It is such a joy. I had an email the other day from Buenos Aires, and I haven't performed in Buenos Aires since 2013. And they were listening to a piece of music, which was from the Glory Box, and they just felt compelled to get in touch and say, when will you return? I said, we will. Please be patient. We love you. Hear more.
But the thing is, though, Moira, is that you can't do anything very much at this stage. And, the sheer fact that even here in Melbourne, we could go into lockdown again, but obviously we're not going to do that because we're under control. It must be very frustrating for an artist like you that, and you love, and your creative mind going crazy all the time. Has it been frustrating for you?
Look, it has been frustrating. It's been scary. I'm warm. I'm dry. I'm lucky. I'm half vaccinated. But it's also been lonely because people. I was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking about my friends in hospitality. And hospitality and entertainment are two of the hardest hit industries in Australia.
Yep.
Because we are the industries, as you are, that come together with people to share something. Is it a story? Is it a glass of wine? Is it bread? These industries, we share an umbilical cord of wanting to be connected to other people in an experience, in a moment. And I think part of the impact, in addition to losing a year and a half's work in a week, is just the loneliness of people who have decided, because they're crazy or whatever, to actually live their lives sharing really passionate stories or passionately made food or passionately grown wine.
Yep.
And doing that has been my greatest privilege. And keeping that going during the pandemic has been my greatest commitment.
All right. Well, talking about that, Rapture, which is one that we know that you've done so many times, along with Glory Box. But Rapture, you're doing it in a bathtub and you're submerging yourself in underwater. Well, what the hell are you doing, Moira?
What the hell? Why, Moira? Why? Couldn't you have made sourdough like everyone else? No. Because I'm not that kind of person.
Thank goodness.
And, thank goodness. I once I approached the NGV, the National Gallery of Victoria, to officially collaborate with me. And there was, you know, there was moments of white surprise and fear, but they agreed. And I created my homage to art and the water wall called Get Wet for Art. And it became a huge hit, and I performed it all over the world, and it's hilarious, as well as arty, and also wet. And, you know, it is something that I do think that I enjoy getting wet for art, and I feel that other people do as well.
No, no, but not if you sit down the front. Not if you sit down the front, no. I don't like getting wet for my art.
And there are those that rush to the bag.
Although the milk, when you're pouring milk all over yourself, you're like, you want to definitely stay clear.
It's David, that's a that's an osteoporosis message. And you can drink her is the tagline of that bag.
Okay.
What a public service.
It really is all a community service. You know, people get that milk on them. They feel alive. So I ended up in the bathtub because, what happened was I was meant to take the Rapture to the Copenhagen Stage Festival, and this was going to be a big deal for me. This beautiful festival. I performed in this amazing theatre in northern Denmark, and people from Copenhagen came to see it, and they were terrifically excited, and I was terrifically excited, and of course it didn't happen. And then Art Centre Melbourne and Melbourne Fringe and that fantastic takeover program commissioned me to make some iteration of the Rapture, and which I called I Miss You Antarctica, because I was also meant to go back to Antarctica. I'd been invited as an artist in residence to, you know, further commune with the penguins, the seals, the ice.
And those clothes that you had designed, spectacular.
So exciting. You know, I think I'm possibly the only person that's worn a silk couture ball gown in Antarctica.
I bet you are the only one.
And the penguins were so excited. They literally followed me. I walked up this ice slope in a black crown with skulls on it and this sweeping couture gown, which still has penguin poo on it, and I won't wash it off because it's sacred to me. And all these penguins, which they're black and white too, and so was I.
Oh, they suited
they
up
followed
as well.
Me. They were just... Yeah. The queen of the penguins has arrived. Anyway, you know, many exciting things about the Rapture. And once I created the Rapture, which I did in an electrical power station in Slovenia, and then it went to a silent movie theatre in Berlin and a grand stage in Miami, and it's never gone anywhere usual. It's the word means the physical, spiritual or emotional transportation from one place to another. And, you know, be careful what you name things, because I've never performed it in a proper theatre. And so I ended up in the bathtub.
Right. Now is this...
creating this...
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
You go. All right, it's my turn. Hey, so you're doing it. Is that one that you're doing online on the 5th of August?
Yeah, it's live, that's right. So we did the first one, sold out. The second one was this last Thursday. And basically, my big challenge with that work, because that work explores hope, art versus extinction, penguins, melting, propaganda, ice. And it's, I mean, climate change is not a hilarious topic, but the way the Rapture has grappled with it is sexy, fun, hopeful, engaging. I've performed it all over the world. People laugh, they cry, they sing, they dance. So while we've been locked down, locked up and kept away from each other, I've wanted to make work that's live and visceral. So I'm in the bar. It's live. It's all happening live. Rachel Lewandon, who is this genius composer and pianist, is in a shed surrounded by white sheets playing a grand piano. And it all happens. It all unfolds live in front of you. And you can order a Hope and Gin pack with Bloodbath Gin, which is an incredible cocktail made by me, and Hope Soap to wash away the dread and the fear. Beautiful cards, these collector's cards that every card has on the back of it, a way in which you can make yourself feel better and the planet feel better now, today.
Fantastic. And, so how do we do this? You know, like you know, we go online and book.
Go online, go to Try Booking and look up Finucane and Smith's Winter Season, or just jump on the Finucane and Smith website, which is www.finucaneandsmith.com, and it's all under Try. It's all under Buy Tickets now. It's
right.
It's okay. All part of a big winter season, which is live, visceral. There's booze, there's art, there's wild women. There's basically no downside.
Okay. And all right.
So it's one of your regular shows, Maura.
Yeah,
it?
just a regular show. So Glory Box. What are you doing?
It's just a regular show. That's right. Booze, art, women. So, of course, we were invited to headline World Pride, and it's in Copenhagen as well. And can we go? We cannot go. And so, undefeated as I am, I suggested to them that we make this kind of mesmeric dreamscape, that we invite people into Copenhagen, well, Denmark's second largest theatre, which is this beautiful, opulent, antique theatre called Folketeatret, and have a dance party where we're beamed in from Melbourne at 5 a.m. and 3 a.m. Thank God we're vampires. And then I've got these realizers over there, these beautiful young Danish dancers and performance artists and weird people who are going to amplify what we do into the audience. So there's going to be balloons and strawberries and haze, and I've never done it before, but hey, the Glory Box, it's the only thing that the Glory Box hasn't done, because 18 countries, 15 awards, 600,000 people, it's definitely time to become ectoplasm.
Right. Okay, so we can do that. We can do that one online as well. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And
if you are strong and brave at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Well, why not? Why not? And that's the 9th.
Why not?
The 19th and the 20th of August.
Correct. And that's also on our website.
Right. And
with me looking, you know, amazing on top of a global mirror ball that's half globe, half mirror ball.
Cool.
Because aren't we all these days?
So, all right, moving on, The Destroyer.
The Destroyer. So Jackie Smith, the Smith in Finucane and Smith, the elusive Smith, is also a Patrick White Playwright Award winner. And one of the things that's happened in the last, say, 5 years is that I've directed Jackie's work in China in Mandarin, and yes, do not try this at home, it is pretty challenging, but it's opened up this incredible new way of us seeing the work, and it's been in main stage theatres in Beijing, and Shanghai academics have gone, this is the beginning of new theatre. So we were asked to write a new work by some incredible festival in Western China, and of course the pandemic came and that's on pause, but Jackie started writing nonetheless in the middle of the second lockdown, which Melbournians remember as being particularly bleak. It was 100 days and it was dark and it was rainy. And anyway, it was called The Destroyer, and it was basically about a car crash day in the life of the bitch goddess of chaos. And it was about, if everything's going to hell in a handbag, what would we save if we could save anything? And it's wild, funny, destructive, and it's really just hot off the press. So, of course, typecasting it, we called Maud Davey. And we said, hey, Maud, do you want to be the bitch goddess of chaos? And she went,
of course.
That's my little name. Of course, like, what else am I going to do on a Sunday? And so it's a short work at this stage, and Jackie's written three short works. The Destroyer, Saint Uncumba, who was this medieval saint called Wilgefortis, who prayed to God to release her from the attentions of some sleazy old man, I know, a Me Too moment, in the 1400s. And God came to her rescue, and she grew this incredibly long beard. Her father was so unhappy, he crucified her, which is not an ideal response.
Mm.
But she became the patron saint of women who want to do away with or get away from men who are giving them a hard time.
Right. Okay.
And she's called Saint Uncumber, unencumbered. And women used to pray to her all the time. And in fact, she's in medieval churches, but nobody knows about her anymore. So Jackie's written this amazing amazing monologue about her, and Raina Peterson, the incredible queer classical Indian dancer, is going to be dancing. The opera star Pierre Denestine is going to be singing some of the earliest opera known to humanity from the visionary zealot Hildegard von Bingen from the 11th century, the woman who invented opera. And I'm going to do some performing as well as directing.
I don't believe that you're performing.
There's a third monologue, but it hasn't been written yet. So watch this space.
All right. Now, just very, very quickly, because we're running out of time, tell us what's Grand Dance Hall and Diva Dive? Now, that is all about is it? Diva Dive?
Diva Dive, that's right. I am the diva diving into the bathtub and indeed to regional Victoria. So to finish off our winter madness, we're going to Apollo Bay where the waves are big and the wind is wild to bring two works to the Winter Wild Festival.
Brilliant.
And they've already sold out. But you can get tickets at the door, and that's right. A beautiful festival in, you know, on the wild windswept beaches in a warm, cozy mechanics hall, and it is what its name says. It is winter. It is wild. It is one of the most beautiful places in Australia, and we are heating it up.
Okay. Moira, always a treat to talk to you. I love your brain. It's just going crazy all the time. So what's...
It is always going crazy.
How do people find out more about you?
Go to our website, vinyacannonsmith.com. And the other thing is artists. Artists have had such a brutal time. If you want to come to any of these works and you have no money but you have good taste, just send me a Facebook message and I will give you the code and you will get a free ticket. Because we at Vinya Cannon Smith are not leaving anybody behind in this pandemic.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Love it.
We've got some beautiful supporters and we will shout you a dose of wild, enjoyable destruction, or you can get into the bathtub with me. And seriously, where's the downside?
Exactly.
Well, the downside is we've got to stop talking to you because it's always a treat when we're talking to you. Moira, what a treat chatting with you. And we'll see you on a screen soon.
It's always a joy to be on Joy FM, best station in Australia.
Oh, thanks, honey. See you later.
Okay, bye. Are you in the bar?
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Moira Funicane here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.